Welcome everyone as Hashem continue with Pele Yoitz. Discussing Beis HaKnesses, the topic of the Shul, in Shin 140. I have over here two stars that I made on this topic. Not one, but two. And I felt that this is a very extremely important topic of how a person should have the proper outlook of what davening is about. Says the Pele Yoitz, V'ache kavonas halev hein advar. Person wants to be successful in what he is doing in Yiddishkeit, it goes after his kavana, his focus, his concentration. Shitzorich liyoyz yorei v'choreid v'royesh v'royeid. A person has to have, to some degree, in a proper way, a measure of fear, of awe, of trepidation. Eich ikonis leheichel hamelech. How can I enter into the Heichel HaMelech, the king's palace? And the king's palace in this regard refers to the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash. Look what he says here. Kli mole bushu chlima. Referring to a person should have this mindset for himself. Am I clean, cleansed, totally, spiritually of all averus? Am I doing my mitzvahs in the best way possible? How can I walk into the Beis HaKnesses? You hear what's going on? You hear the mindset? Acha kavonas halev hein advarim. Now we have to make sure not to take this in an extreme, nothing in extreme, always a middle derech. What the Pele Yoitz is telling us is v'yichavim ba'omroi v'ani b'roiv chazdecha v'aveisecha. And he's talking about this pasuk again. This is the fourth time we've mentioned this now, I believe, this topic. V'ani b'roiv chazdecha. I am coming into your palace with tremendous appreciation that you, Hashem, are permitting me, you're inviting me to come in. Shehu eina kedai likonis leich lamelech. Yimoy ba'avor goydel chazdoi v'schus oves v'shoinim. That really, in essence, a person should have the mindset, I don't have the right to come into the shul. Don't talk about the fact that you paid tuition, your dues. Fine, so you'll stay outside in the lobby. What gives a person the right to come into Hashem's house? That's what the Pele Yoitz is telling us. This is the mindset we should have. Could you imagine a person who has this mindset? Do you think he'd take out his phone during davening? Do you think he'd take out his phone in the shul? You think he'd be talking to his friend? Someone just told me a story. It's a very tragic story. It's a very tragic story. And I'm not making any jokes now. Someone just told me the story is a fresh story. Right out hot off the press. There's a war going on there with Israel. Klai Yisrael needs our tefillas. They need our schusim. I just saw a little clip, a soldier all greened up. He says, we want to thank you for everything. Please, daven, continue your tefillas. And he says, go to shul and daven. We need the power of the minion. And if you're not davening in shul, daven at home. But daven, say tehillim, daven. Someone just told me a story. Now, on Shabbos, the Sefer Torah comes out. It's beautiful. In some shuls, they sing. Fine. Other shuls, they don't. But yet, nonetheless, the Sefer Torah HaKdoshah comes out of the Aron Kodesh. And the person tells me, there's a regular Chavrusa Shaf going on, that someone comes away from his seat, goes over to someone else, and they start schmoozing together when this happens. This is their time. They schmooze together. The Sefer Torah is coming out. Could you imagine the audacity, the chutzpah that's taking place like this? The Sefer Torah HaKdoshah is coming out from the Aron HaKodesh, in the Beis HaKnesses, in Hashem's house. And the person tells me, every single Shabbos, the Shabbos B'Shabbatai, this person comes away from his seat and he goes to shmooze with that other individual closer to where the Bima is. And I want to tell you something. This individual told me the story. He did something correctly. He went over and he told this person who comes to talk, he says to him, don't talk. Just don't talk. Normally he told me, he says in a more of a polite way. But in this situation, like, enough is enough already. Like, you'd think some people would realize, I'm gonna improve myself spiritually. But you know, I want to tell you something, there's a bigger problem. Because unfortunately, people don't realize that their actions make a difference. People don't realize that their silence in the shul and saying the beautiful words of David HaMelech when the Sefer Torah comes out, showing love for the Torah, having property, they don't realize. They're so unfortunately disconnected. Because if they would realize this, they would not talk. That's the biggest problem. The talking is a simon, it's a sign, it's a similar davar. A person has some rash on their skin. The problem is not the rash. What does the rash mean? What's going on over here? Is there a bigger issue going on? We're not thinking about the person who just banged himself. What's this? What does the rash mean? What is this? What is this? These hives popping up. Is the person allergic to something? We have to find out, is there an allergy? Do they need an EpiPen? It's a simon. The person is so unfortunately disconnected. Now look at these beautiful words. How the Pelayoyitz is telling us we should understand Vani Biroiv Chazdacha Ovoivi Secha Eshtachar El Hecha Kodshecha Biyir Secha. Look how he takes these words now to the next level. V'yichavein, and we should have the proper kavana in mind. The word Chazdacha, Vani Biroiv Chazdacha, the tremendous amount of Chesed, you Hashem, give me this opportunity to come to Davin. Chazdacha, Chesed, is Avraham. Avraham Avinu, Olav Shalom, Ish HaChesed, the man of Chesed. Kodshecha, Kodshecha, Remez LeYitzchak. Kodshecha is Yitzchak Avinu, Shneskadesh Agabi Mizbeach. He was sanctified on the Mizbeach. We know he was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha. B'Yirosecha, Remez LeYakov. The Yaakov Avinu, Shomar, Manoira Hamokim Hazeh. How holy, how awesome is this place? Manoira Hamokim Hazeh. That's the Lashon Bira Secha. This says the Pelayoyitz, Vani Beroiv Chazdecha, in the merit of Avram Avinu. I myself don't have the schus to come into the shul, but I have my father. My father has the protexia. Who's my father? Avram, the Chazdecha. Who's my father? Kodshecha. Ani Barav Chazdecha, Avo Yisecha, Elhecha Kodshecha. That's been the schus of Yitzchak. And B'Yirasecha, with a fear, that's referring to my father, Yaakov. And my connection, my relationship to my Avois, to my fathers, that's what gives me the entitlement, the opportunity. Now I'm entitled to come into the shul. You hear this beautiful explanation? Could you imagine if everybody would have this mindset of coming into a shul with such an attitude? Do you think anybody would have the gall or audacity to talk in the shul? Impossible. It wouldn't exist. This is the opportunity we have that Hashem is giving us to come into His house. In the schus of our avos, this is our protection. This is our protection. Let us appreciate this. Let us think about this, and let us spread the word of the opportunity that we have to enter into the Beis HaKnesses, into the Beis Medrash. And in that schus, our brothers and sisters, Achein b'nei Yisrael, Hanosunim b'tzara, should have Yeshua m'heir b'yameinu b'karov.